It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
Well, we got her stopped, didn't we? Hey, good morning. Welcome into a dry Bob's No Wake Zone boating radio show. How about that? Well, we got a lot going on this weekend. We got Harbor Hop getting underway now, Magic Dragon Car Show down on the Bagnell Dam Strip at Lake of the Ozarks, and Derby Day going on today at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. And we've got lunch and live entertainment on the patio, some games and giveaways, and, of course, some great lineup of boats. And we'll talk some more about Marine Max just a little bit later. On the program today, we're going to get an update from Mike Shepard on Lake Race. And we're just, 30 days away, 31 days away from the actual race day. And we also will be talking about electric shock drowning today. Dave Hotz is going to join us about the device called the Dock Lifeguard, you know, with this high water and the winds and the rushing waters and the debris in the water. A lot of boat docks got moved. A lot of ramps got put underwater. So good time to talk about electric shock drowning and how you prevent any deaths around your dock. Ed Hollania is with us from Boat U.S., carrying on our series with Boat U.S., talking about boat charter insurance and guide policies, or what they call guide endorsements. For you fisher guides out there, we'll have Ed on in just a little bit down at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to talk rental boat safety with Melanie Bedone. And this is a good one because they've got some brand new videos available for you to watch before you take the controls of a rental boat. The market originator and industry innovator is Hydro Hoist Boat Lifts. And we want to talk not only to you folks here in the United States and around the Lake of the Ozarks area, but we're also going to talk today a little bit about our international dealers. The Harbor Hoist is the new product that's out, along with the HP Extreme, the PWC docking platform, particularly for the Canada market, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, and New Zealand. You guys, we have those products available for you at our dealerships there. Or you can contact Joanne Clark here at Lake of the Ozarks for more information. I would urge anyone interested in Hydro Hoist products to go to their website, boatlift.com. Fast way to get some more information and get some exact contacts of who you need to talk to for the area that you live. They've got the boat and dock protection packages as well, like we talked last week with Joanne. Bow guide, corner bumpers, the hydro fenders, and the ultra fender as well. And, of course, this ever-popular brand-new PWC docking platform, the HP Extreme. Check it out, boatlift.com, or get in touch with Joanne Clark, jclark at boatlift.com, or 573-346-7505. Well, the Magic Dragon Car Show is underway. The Hot Summer Nights is next weekend. Memorial Day weekend's right after that. And then it's the 5th annual Lake Race. And Mike Shepard's here to talk to us a little bit about, looks like everything's sort of coming together. Our newest event, the Lake Race Paddle Battle over at Frankie and Louie's, is going to be on Wednesday, May 31st. Looks like that's coming together pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. We've got some good planning going on. As a first-time event, you never know for sure what you're going to end up with, but we're trying to really make it fun for everybody, Bob. You know, we're not billing it as a really competitive race, although I'm sure we'll have some competitors there, but we want it to be fun. So it can be for families competing with each other. It can be for banks competing with each other. Charitable organizations can get out there and do that. Even as individuals, they can come out and enjoy this. And we're going to do it as a three-person team, and we'll run heats. If necessary, we'll have finals. It'll really be fun.
About 3 hours, 5 to 8 on Wednesday, May 31st. The website has some information for contact, but you can also get a hold of Brian Schuster at Somerset Boat Lifts. The festival speed is going into its second year, and the planning on that seems like it's really going well, and the turnout's going to be huge with vendors.
Wow, you are certainly right. The festival has just grown a life of its own over there. The ladies over there on the Parker OS group are really, really put their hearts into this thing. The city of Osage Beach has been very, very helpful and instrumental in doing this as well. This year we need more space because we have more vendors, more displayers, everything. So we are running it further up. There's actually a road going into the to the state sign shop there, just on the other side of State Park Road. And we will be running up as far as that with available space for additional vendors and so forth.
Joni Walden or Cindy Van Hook are your contacts there for more information. They do need some more volunteers to help out with that particular event. So if you are wanting to get involved, you can get a hold of them. You can do it through the Lake Race website. Well, then we move on to the real boating activities, I guess, of this, and that's the meet and greet here of the street party on the Bagnell Dam Strip.
Yeah, wow. Uh-oh. It's always such a fun evening. Everybody just loves it, and it kind of creates an electric atmosphere going into races the following day. The racers are here. They love showing their equipment. You know, the families and the kids get to come down here. This year, Tom has organized a kind of, you know, a scheduled meet and greet for the racers to sign autographs. You know, Kelly gave us a great report on the Family Fun Zone. That's going to be wonderful. Home Depot is really stepping forward, making some activities for the kids.
We want to thank, of course, Big Thunder Marine for getting behind the Festival of Speed, becoming the major sponsor there, and, of course, for our overall sponsorship. Performance Boat Center has stepped up again this year to provide some really good assistance there with our prize money as well for the racers. On Saturday, June 3rd, we have the 5K run and walk on the Strip, and then we have the opening ceremonies about 10:30, and then racing gets underway, and it's a great day of racing. There'll be some safety boats out on the lake to help you that are coming by boat. Those of you staying on land, you can watch it on TV, listen on radio, and the whole thing is just marvelous how it's come along in the last 5 years and really built and gained popularity, I guess you could say, too.
It really is. I mean, it's wonderful. The community really stands behind this. We've grown and gotten bigger each year. We've got great response this year from race teams who have heard so much about Lake Race from other racers who haven't been here before. You know, I always hesitate to say, oh, we're going to have a great turnout with racers and stuff, because you never know. Mm-hmm. If they were in a race, ahead of time, their boats could break down. They could have vehicle problems because they travel thousands of miles to get here to beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. But they're normally coming from the East Coast or the Gulf Coast or out west, and they have to make a huge effort to get here in the center of the country for our race.
Let's give them the website for more information on everything going on.
LakeRace.com, and Bob is so right. None of this could take place without our sponsors, and especially Performance Boat Center.
Remind you one more time, come on out Monday night on the 15th of May to Wicked Willie's over on the Parkway West for our last Lake Race Social for this year. Again, that's Monday the 15th from 5 until 7 o'clock.
Thanks again, Mike. Do appreciate it. Once again, lakerace.com for more information. Let's do a little around the waterfront news here this morning while we have a few minutes in the remaining section here. Marine Sales Group has announced that it's acquired Lake Viking Marine. Randy Tague will continue to operate Lake Viking as a member of the Marine Sales Group. And Mike Tudor, president of Marine Sales Group, says Lake Viking begins the next step in our strategy to accelerate growth and expand the increased focus on our acquisitions. Tague is saying that with our shared boat lines and business philosophies, partnering with Marine Sales was an easy decision. There's a crackdown going on the illegal boat charters in the area of Chicago on Lake Michigan and on the Chicago River. Last summer, the Coast Guard Marine Safety Unit investigated 22 reports of illegal passenger vessel operations. This year, they expect to triple that number since they're getting better information from the boating community. And according to Lieutenant Brian Rios, Chief Investigation Division for Chicago's area, when we receive such reports, we make direct contact with the vessel operator and owner. Usually they are unaware of some of the regulations that apply. And they're saying that some of their investigations have turned up fines as much as $35,000, civil penalties, if you will, violation notices, revoking master license captains' credentials, and taking control of those vessels. One other around the waterfront news stories this morning, the recent Water Ski Hall of Fame has given a lifetime tribute award to Ralph Melloon, M-E-L-O-O-N. Hope I'm pronouncing your name right, sir. Son of the Correct Craft founder, Robert Melloon.
He's been honored for his service all these years. My gosh, he's 99 years old now, and he continues to be an important figure in the industry and currently serves as Correct Crafts Chairman Emeritus. And congratulations to you, sir. We're going to be talking with one of the famous water skiers. Her name is Shelley Blum, coming up in one of our future shows here on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. I want to remind you that you can save $3 off your next charter cruise aboard the Calypso Pirate Ship. Go to jollycharters.com, enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you do your ticketing and checking out. You'll save $3 on every ticket. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk electric shock drowning with Dave Hotz as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, and the increased power now on 104.9 FM.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Welcome back to the show. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Yes, it is. Hey, Melody Badone is standing by. She's going to be talking to us about some new videos available for you if you're going to be renting a boat. It's called rentalboatsafety.com. We also have, for Boat US, Ed Hollania is going to talk to us about charter insurance and guide endorsement policies via Boat US Insurance. And coming up next, Dave Hotz is going to be here to talk about electric shock drowning and the dock lifeguard and a new invention called the Flood Buddy. You know, this weekend is Harbor Hop, and if you're out there hopping around or getting ready to go, make Captain Ron's one of your spots. Captain Ron's, the home of the Shootout and the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. You can find them at the 34.5-mile marker if you're out there. And you can also drive there. They're on Highway 5 at the Highway 550 exit, if you will, just past the Hurricane Deck Bridge, Sunrise Beach at Lake of the Ozarks. Today is Harbor Hop, and next weekend on Sunday's Mother's Day, they've got a big brunch going on over there at Captain Ron's from 9 until 1. And then the following week, beginning Monday, the 15th of May, they open 7 days a week at 11 a.m., good entertainment tonight as well. We've got DJ Kyle going to be on there from 4 until 8. And then 8 till midnight tonight, I-70 Overdrive. I know that's one of Ron's favorite bands. The home of the Shootout is Captain Ron's, and it's also the place happening on the lake. It's the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. For more information about everything going on there, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. Well, this past week has certainly been interesting. Brings back memories of the 4th of July a couple years ago, huh? Man, a lot of flooding and a lot of docks getting moved around and a lot of walkways taking on some water. Calls our attention to the possibility of electric current getting into the water around your dock or around your neighbor's dock. So we are calling on Dave Hotz from Dock Realty. He is the inventor of the Dock Lifeguard and a new device called the Flood Buddy. Dave, you know, this situation we're in here with this high water and seeing many pictures and videos of ramps and docks being, you know, deluged with water and debris and that, chances of electricity getting into the water. You have a device that can alert people if there is some voltage around. So explain to us first, I guess, the Dock Lifeguard.
Sure, the dock lifeguard is an electronic piece of equipment we install on your dock, and it's tied to your dock electrical system and to the frame of your dock. And we have a probe that's suspended in the water. And through those, we can actually detect if there's any electricity in the water around your dock, or if your dock frame becomes energized for any reason. And if so, we send out a real loud alarm and a red flashing light. We actually have a row of LEDs that show you some amount of electricity that it's detecting. So it's loud enough so your neighbors and your neighbors' neighbors will hear. If there's electricity in the area, we want people to hear and call, make calls and say, hey, there's something not right. We need to do something.
And you know, it doesn't take very much electricity voltage to get in the water to cause not only that freezing effect to your muscles, but to also, you know, become fatal.
Yes, and that's very true. It depends on your body mass. Anywhere between 6 and 8 volts can be lethal. What we're seeing when we install dock lifeguards is actually there's dock situations where they're seeing 1, 2, 3 volts. And so they're right on the threshold. And the way electricity works, it will add. So if your dock has electricity around and a boat comes up and ties up next to you and their generator's leaking, it's leaking 2 or 3 volts, that will sum together to become almost a lethal voltage. So especially in like marinas and things like that, if each big cruiser has a small voltage leak, all those will add up to be potentially a lethal voltage.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've installed enough of these around the lake area and around the country, too, to kind of know what you see on some of these docks. Describe a couple of situations that might be sort of common, or the ones you see most that are you know, not safe before you guys get there.
The biggest thing that we're discovering is the amount of docks that are getting electricity via feedback through the ground wire. For example, at the Horseshoe Bend area of this lake, we had a transformer get hit by lightning, and the result was there was 28 volts being fed back through the ground wire onto the dock. Now, the dock's GFI system won't trip because its local circuitry on the dock is working just fine, but the voltage was induced through the ground wire from the transformer by the road.
So with that in mind, a warning system on the dock would not have gone off. But
it did go off, and that's how we detected it. The guy saying, my dock lifeguard's going off, and I know my dock electricity's right. What's going on here? And my kids are feeling tingling in the water. We actually got Amrinui out, and they actually went to the transformer and tested it, and they were able to diagnose this a faulty transformer. They replaced it that day, and we got back to a safe environment.
You know, with the lake that goes up and down like ours does, and many around the country do the same thing. I mean, I was looking at some pictures of Table Rock this morning, and, you know, Truman, of course, goes up and down. But, you know, any freshwater lake that has some variance in water level is going to potentially have some problems with, you know, dock walkways where the electricity is coming down there, and it could get damaged. And then we have storms that add to that.
And absolutely, and even water. If you get conduit that will leak for some reason, your conduit could be filled with water, and then it goes into freeze situation, ice mode, and it will actually break the conduit, opening up the wires to the environment.
Yeah. Now, you have also developed another device that will add to the dock lifeguard. Tell us about that.
What it is, it's called the Flood Buddy, and it was designed to automatically disconnect the electricity going down to your dock. The reason I came up with this, we were installing a dock lifeguard on a system after the flood the year before last, and the neighbor, he goes, I'm just real scared. I see the lights on in my neighbor's dock. His sub panels underneath the water. I don't know what to do. I can't get a hold of him. I can't get the electricity turned off. So I came up with the idea, well, if we had some type of device that automatically kill power to the dock. It's really important for people that aren't there, that can't come down to shut the power off on the dock. It will do it for them automatically. Because majority of the docks here have electricity ran below or right next to the ramp surface. And if your ramp at the shoreline is mounted too low, if we get a flood situation, that pivot point will be underwater.
So this has a probe on it as well, or a series of probes that detect?
It has a water sensor in it. It'll detect being underneath water for a set amount of time, and then it'll automatically kill power to the dock.
Now, how does somebody get some more information on either one of those devices, and then what about installation on these?
Right, you can actually see any of the devices at the Dock Realty office on Bagnell Dam Boulevard. Our phone number is 573-434-6453. Installation of the dock lifeguards run around $100, and we usually have them in stock. The units themselves sell for $950. The dock flood buddy is more intense installation, and those units run $1,000. But you can stop in our office. We'll gladly give you a demonstration and go over the details on them. I strongly urge, if you're interested in the product, go look at our dock lifeguard website. We have videos. We actually have a video from last year is on the dock where the guy actually lost his daughter, where we went down there and actually put a dock lifeguard on a system, and we simulated where the accident occurred, injected voltage in the water there, and it shows our dock lifeguard going off in that situation. You know, that girl would have been alive, because before, as she's walking down the ramp, she would have been hearing this loud alarm and know there is a dangerous situation.
If you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. And for more information, docklifeguard.com will get you there. For more information on where you can get a Bimini top done or some enclosures for your boat, I direct you to Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. It's Paradise Pete and Pam, and they've got a great business. They've been doing it a long time. They really know how to put those things together for you. But it does take some time, and it takes a little bit of detail work, so you've got to be patient. But if you'll get a hold of them, they will get the job done for you. We're urging you to go to their website, ParadiseUpholstery.com. They've got some links in there, some ways to get information to Pete or Pam to get you scheduled for some work. You can also look at some great videos that they've put together to show the kind of work that they do. They're a little bit sped up, so you can kind of see how they do a certain job. But they do offer a great insight into the kind of work and the quality work that they do there at Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Custom interiors, that interior restoration, talk about those biminis and enclosures. And they do match up colors pretty good when they're doing those upholstery jobs. If you've got just one seat that has some damage, you need to get repaired, and you want it to look like the rest of them, they can do that for you, and they do a really good job of matching them up. ParadiseUpholstery.com is the website. You can email them at info@ParadiseUpholstery.com. Or you can go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, for a quick link that'll put you right in touch with them on their website. You know, red books rule. Red books are carried by U.S. Coast Guard licensed captains who have the federal and state laws and regulations in mind when they're piloting your vessel. They know the rules of the road, and their first priority is the safety of their passengers. The Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association is here to serve you. Go to their website, lotocaptain.com, or you can look them up on Facebook. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning, Harbor Hop Day, Magic Dragon Car Show Day. We got a lot going on. And we have a lot more show for you as well. Stand by. We'll be right back on KRMS News Talk, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, plus live streaming audio.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is back with you, and a good Saturday morning to you. Coming up, we're going to talk about rental boat safety with Melanie Bedone, but first, Boat US has for us on the Boat US guest line, Ed Hololonia, and we're going to talk charter and guide service policies, guide policies, or endorsements, if you will, for charter boats.
And Ed's the expert in that, and we'll talk with him in just a moment. But first, you know, we're talking about Boat US. You heard Dave Anderson last week talk about the many benefits of having that towing package here at Lake of the Ozarks. You can find these guys if you have a problem at Towboat US. You can hail Towboat US on VHF Radio Channel 16. They monitor that all the time. Another way to get a hold of them is with your Boat US app on your telephone. They've got those available for both Android and iPhones. And you can just download it, and basically one click dials the Boat US towing dispatch, and they dispatch these guys out to you. They'll know exactly where you are by your GPS coordinates, and they also may have your phone number and boat information as well if you enter that into the app. Sign up now by going to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, click the Boat US or the Towboat US link, and you can sign up right there. Or even faster, you can just call Captain Dave Anderson at 573-216-4701. Again, that's 216-4701. He can sign you up right on the telephone. $72 for the year, and that includes your membership to Boat US.
Ahoy, avast and other nautical terms. Captain Scallywag here, and you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, where now, if you book online at www.jollycharters.com for the Pirate Treasure Hunt, use the promo code No Wake Zone for $3 off per person. Hope to see you there, mates. Farewell.
If you watch the news, and particularly if you get anything from the Coast Guard in your emails or if you look them up on Facebook, you'll see a dramatic increase in crackdowns on illegal charter boats that are operating not only in Chicago, but also in the East and West Coast, down around Florida and the Gulf Coast as well. Great Lakes are having some issues. We are here, of course, at Lake of the Ozarks, always concerned about that. And to speak with us more about the insurance that's available for charter boats and also guides, we have with us from Boat US the Assistant VP of Underwriting for Boat US, Ed Halonia. Ed, good morning. Nice to have you on the show.
Morning, Bob. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. Now, we are going to be talking about license for captains and license for this and insurance and this kind of stuff. But before we do that, I got to introduce you to our listeners so that we kind of know what your background is and how long you've been around the Boat US ranch out there in Virginia. So tell us a little bit about your history, Ed.
Well, I grew up boating up in actually in saltwater in New York, up on the Long Island Sound. Had a number of family boats. We fished pretty extensively up there. I started working here for Boat US in 2001. Started off in the underwriting department as an underwriting trainee. Gradually worked my way up to become an underwriter, senior underwriter. I ran the Boat US high value program for a while. Became a supervisor. Eventually, now I'm in year 16 here. And as you mentioned, I'm assistant vice president of underwriting for Boat US.
You know, Boat US insurance policies for recreational boats is really phenomenal, and I've been a member of Boat US for a long, long time. Had our boat insurance through there since 2006, and we just get great service, and you know, they're constantly in contact. We've got the magazines that come out, and the Seaworthy that talks about things we can do to make sure our boat's safe, and so on and so forth. So I mean, it's when you sign up for Boat US and you get the insurance through them, you really have the whole package, don't you?
You do. Thank you for having your policy with us, and thank you for being a member. We really do have the boater's interests at heart, and we're trying to make sure that everybody that's out on the water does it safely and has a good time doing it so that they come back and do it some more.
Absolutely. All right. Now, I understand the people around your office call you Mr. Ed.
Some people do.
Okay.
I try to discourage that, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I heard that in some conversations, I guess. So I'm not going to give you a name who told me, but anyway. All right. So let's dive into, let's do the first coverage, and that would be your guide coverage or guide endorsement. Tell us a little bit about what that's all about and who would be, you know, someone who might want to obtain that kind of insurance.
The guide endorsement is really an endorsement on the standard Boat US insurance policy. It's geared towards somebody that is appropriately licensed. I understand Lake of the Ozarks is considered a navigable body of water, and so the U.S. Coast Guard has jurisdiction there, as well as, I think you said, the Water Patrol also has some hand in the jurisdiction of Lake of the Ozarks as well.
Right.
As long as the operator of the boat or the owner of the boat is complying with the federal, state, city, and other regulations as it relates to carrying passengers for hire, this endorsement will allow the owner to take up to 6 passengers out for a day of fishing or sightseeing or just, you know, just cruising, gunk hauling, what have you, on the lake, it's a fairly inexpensive option to add on to the regular Boat US, the regular Boat US policy.
You know, the guy that's got a fishing boat or a small recreational vessel that wants to do this kind of stuff, this is a great way for him to start. He's got a six-pack license and his regular insurance on his boat. Now, you mentioned the Jones Act in our pre-interview. Mm-hmm. Is that also covered with the guided insurance?
It's not covered with the guided endorsement because the guide endorsement is really for a very limited group of operators. It requires that the boat owner is the licensed individual and is the operator of the vessel and can take six passengers. So there really is no crew exposure. There's no crew on board the boat. There's no captain that's being paid. It's the owner that's running the boat. If you do have a licensed captain running your boat, or you have crew on board your boat, Boat US also has available a charter boat policy, which is a little bit different than the standard policy. It was geared specifically towards that type of risk and that type of use, where you do have a Jones Act exposure. If one of your crew members gets hurt on board the boat, they get ill on board the boat owner can be liable to that crew member for their injury. So that policy does cover that. The charter boat policy was also designed with an eye towards realizing that not everybody is going to be running their boat as a charter boat 100% of the time. So it does also allow as much pleasure use of that boat as the owner would like to use. So it's kind of covers both aspects.
All right. It is very confusing, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Especially when you have two different governing organizations like we do here, you know, our Water Patrol and the Coast Guard. People have to sort of follow both rules, and they both have different objectives when they're out on the water and things they can and can't do. So it does become a very interesting scenario.
Well, no. I was going to say to that point, a tip that I've got for when you're buying coverage is to just make sure that you're upfront and completely honest about what it is that you're doing and what you might be doing in the future. If you've got crew, say I've got crew, you're better off getting an appropriate policy for what you're doing and never needing it than buying a policy that doesn't really give you the right coverage when you do need it.
Ed, what are some of the top one or two questions that when somebody calls in, they're asking about this kind of coverage? What might be one of the top two questions that that a boat operator owner would ask you?
A lot of times they're asking how many passengers they can take. And again, if you're just doing it on your regular recreational boat, it's capped at six passengers. If you do have a Coast Guard inspected vessel, which is a little bit different than the safety check, it's actually a inspection by the Coast Guard, your inspection certificate will tell you how many passengers you can take. And so again, when you're talking about the coverage that you're buying, letting the licensed agent know how many people you're going to be taking on board the boat will help guide them into what policy is the right coverage for you.
Right. You definitely want to have the right coverage because if something happens, and things do, you mm-hmm. want to make sure you got the right coverage there. All right. Very good. Now let's talk about how people would get more information from you about these two policies, the guide endorsement or the captain's additional insurance coverage. What's the best way for people to get that kind of information and get in touch with you guys?
Probably the best way to do it, if you're not really sure which direction or what's the right coverage for you, would be to give us a phone call. And you can reach us at 1-800-283-2883, extension 7, and just let the licensed agent know that you're interested in an insurance quote for guiding or for chartering, and let them kind of walk you through which is going to be the right coverage for you. They'll take you down that path and make sure that they're giving you the guide endorsement if that's what's appropriate for your needs, or if that's not going to quite cut it, they'll make sure that they get you into our charter policy.
All right, very good. And, of course, we want to get people started first with a membership to Boat US, $24 a year. You can sign up by going through my website or just go to BoatUS.com. And then there's various tabs where you can find more information about insurance just for your boat alone. And then, of course, you make the phone call or go on down and click in some more information about these policies that Ed's talked about. Ed, thank you so much. Great information. We do appreciate it. And once again, give me a phone number and any other contact info.
Sure. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And our phone number is 1-800- 283-2883, extension 7, and that'll bring you right into somebody that's ready to talk about guide coverage or charter coverage for you.
If you need a licensed captain, well, get a hold of the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association at lotocaptain.com or look them up on Facebook. We're going to talk rental boat safety with Melanie Bedone next as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues Saturday morning with you. Thanks for being with us on News Talk KRMS. Be right back.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's Saturday.
Woo-hoo!
Well, it is Saturday. And a good morning to you. We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Coming up, Melanie Bedone, the Executive Director and Program Manager for RentalBoatSafety.com, is standing by on our Boat US guest line. Need to pump up the jams in your boat? Well, BoatJams.com is who I'm going to direct you to. Todd and the crew do a great job. Custom marine audio, boat stereos, of course, LED lighting, GPS and navigation systems as well. They do take care of a big area. They take care of the Lake of the Ozarks, of course, St. Joseph area, Kansas City area for all those lakes around there. And we also, they work in the Lake Perry, Kansas area. All things 12 volt or who you're talking to at BoatJams.com. You can call them at 816-901-9992 or 573-569-5325. Again, best way to get a hold of them, see what they do, get a hold of them by going to their website, BoatJams.com. You know, last week we were telling you about the women on the water classes at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. Some of the other Marine Max facilities around the country also do that training. So if you're listening in another market area where you have a Marine Max, get a hold of them. Here locally, you contact Captain Greg Riley or Teresa Riley there at Marine Max at the Bagnell Dam location. I wanted to talk to you a moment about something else that's coming up this summer. Starting May 27th, a fun, relaxed environment, learn how to wake surf and wakeboard with Marine Max riding behind a Nautique G-Series boat. Lessons are provided free of charge. All ages and level of riders are welcome. Space is limited, so reserve now by calling Teresa Riley or Ben Venz at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. And the number is 573-365-5382. Now, they've also got a series of events coming up for slip renters at the marina at the lake. Warsaw Warriors Getaways, June 2nd through 4th. We've got the reunions coming up. June 10th is Nautique. June 24th is Sea Ray. And then there's going to be the Haha Tonka Getaway up there August the 12th and 13th. And then they take a big run down to BVI, the Changes in Latitudes, the British Virgin Islands Getaway, November 30th through December 6th. Again, Teresa Riley at Marine Max is the contact, 573-365-5382. You can also email her at teresa.riley@marinemax.com. Or for more information on all this, go to marinemax.com.
As we continue this morning on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, a guest on our Boat U.S. guest line we have not talked to in a couple of years, so it's time for an update. Melanie Bedone is with us. She's the Executive Director and Program Manager for RentalBoatSafety.com. Melanie, it is great to have you back on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, there's some things that have been happening in the rental boat industry. Of course, we've got more and more rental boat companies out there these days, and you guys provide some great educational materials and support for the rental boat companies and those that were going to be doing rentals. But first, tell me kind of what the overall purpose or the about us is for rentalboatsafety.com.
Certainly, Bob. So the rental boat industry, as you mentioned, is a growing industry. Right now we're seeing a 17% annual nationwide growth rate, and I don't see that backing off anytime soon. And our focus is to focus on the rental boat market. So we are trying to reach those non-traditional rental boat, those non-traditional boaters, those that typically do not participate in the boating culture or lifestyle. They're inexperienced, and our whole goal is to teach them about safe boating practices, encouraging the use of life jacket wear, and refraining from being out boating under the influence.
You know, the first time that I rented a boat was back in the early 70s, and I just remember vividly going down on the dock. The gentleman handed me the keys and put them in, and he started it up and said, "See you in a couple hours." And now it's a little more dangerous because there are so many more boaters on the lake, and rental boaters, of course, don't have a lot of training. So you've developed some really good training videos that people can watch before they rent a boat.
Yes, in partnership with the U.S. Coast Guard, we have an entire site that covers the full gamut. We have boating videos. They're actually entertaining and engaging as well, 15 to 20 minutes long maximum, and they cover every type of powerboat. We have rental boat videos for canoes and kayaks, and most recently produced a video for stand-up paddleboarding. In addition, once someone goes and watches these videos, they can also take a quick knowledge quiz to find out if they have caught the main points and are ready to go out on the water.
I know that some of our rental operators here around Lake of the Ozarks do some additional training and going through safety features and safety things they need to know when they go out. But we're seeing a dramatic increase in the stand-up paddleboards, so that would be a new thing for people to get a chance to look at. Give us the web page. Is that just rentalboatsafety.com where they can find those?
Certainly. Okay. RentalBoatSafety.com, and there'll be some menu options, but it's all very navigable. You'll be able to find what you need.
All right. Now, of course, you have a smartphone app, right?
Yes, sir. We just developed that in the last year. It's for Android and Apple users. Easy to download. You can go to the site to find the link as well. The great thing about the app is you can watch those videos remotely from your phone. You can take the quizzes from your phone. You don't even have to be on a computer.
Now, you talk about that 17% increase kind of year after year of new places where people can rent boats. If someone is doing this now and they haven't, checked in with you guys, what are some of the things that you can do to help a new rental location provide some safety equipment and then safety videos and safety training? But then also, you have a nice service to get them some publicity, don't you?
Fantastic, yes. So we have on our site what we call our National Online Rental Safety Community, and we encourage rental boat liveries to go to the site, just simply enter your information to opt in to our community. We'll be happy to put you on our interactive map so users can go and click on a certain state, and they'll get a list of all of the liveries that are actively participating, meaning they are promoting rental boat safety and encouraging their users to use these materials and make sure that they are ready and safely operating their boats on the water. As well, we're happy to send you free materials. We have a DVD we'll send out at no charge, just simply for going on the site and requesting it.
You guys also have tweets that you send out on a regular basis?
Yes, we are actually amping up our online campaign as well, not only for the end user, but specifically also to provide content for our rental livery so that they can reach their customer base more effectively in an engaging manner. So if you take a look at our site, you can log on and find our Twitter handle and Facebook page, and you are more than welcome to start receiving those and use them also for your own use, your own marketing purposes.
You have an association not only with Coast Guard, but also with the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators. Tell us about that.
We work hard to partner with the National State Boating Law Administrators so that there is a strong partnership so that we are able to only increase the reach of what we are trying to do. And simply, it comes down to being able to see the impact of people that are not operating in a safe manner. And really, just whenever you're sitting there next to someone and you're having a conversation and you hear their life story and how they've been tragically impacted, it makes you all the more ready to do what you have to do to make sure that next time you're safe on the water, and also to make sure that others are safe on the water. So every partnership we have is all about making sure that we can minimize and eliminate the tragedies that are happening on our waterways.
You told me prior interview that you had attended the International Boating and Water Safety Summit recently. What'd you come away with from that?
Same thing. You know, I was really impacted by sitting there in a room with the group of key players, you know, Coast Guard and other key boating organizations across the country, and their one passion is to see people stay safe whenever they're on our nation's waterways. And the programs, the innovative products, the campaigns, it's all focused on water safety. And it was just, it was really encouraging and also really motivating to be able to see how much difference we can make by following a few safety regulations. And it really starts with understanding and having knowledge of safe boating practices, eliminating the driving under the influence, and, you know, operating those boats under the influence, and also making sure you not only have a life jacket on board, but you're actually wearing that life jacket.
Great information, and we urge everyone, whether you're going to be renting a boat or whether you are a boater now, these are great videos to watch as well for some safety information updates. Rentalboatsafety.com. Our guest, Melanie Bonone, the Executive Director and Program Manager for rentalboatsafety.com. Thank you so much again. We sure appreciate the information, and thanks for being with us.
You're so welcome, and please do come check us out and let us know what you need.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much for being with us. Get out there and enjoy the car show and the Harbor Hop. Let's be careful out on the water today. And thanks for listening to the show on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach. Hope to see you next week. Same time, same boat channel right here.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.